Tonight, Shirin Simon Ayin Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Dalad, the very last line on page Nun, about to turn on to page 100. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Mekachin al Yayin Lovon. You can make Kiddush on white wine. V'haramban poslo l'kiddush afilu b'dievid. The Ramban holds that you cannot make Kiddush on white wine, even b'dievid. Aval mavdil in a lover, you can make Havdalah on white wine. U'minag ha'olam kesvara rishona, the minag of the world, is like the first shita that you can make Kiddush on white wine. The Mishabura says in Sefkotan Yud, al yayin lovon, you can make Kiddush on white wine. U'lekul yalma mitzvah l'chadchila l'chazer achar yayin adom. But according to everyone, it's a mitzvah l'chachila to go after red wine. Eladim ein lo adom o she'enu meshubach. But if you have no red wine, or it's not a good quality wine, svir le l'day azo, the first opinion holds, demutr l'chachila kadesh alavon. And l'chachila, it is okay to make kiddush on white wine. This Ramban holds that you cannot make kiddush on white wine no matter what. But he holds you can make havdalah sifkaton yud alav avam avdilin alav imhu chamar medina sham. If white wine is considered chamar medina, meaning shakol shosimo, so that everyone drinks it there as chamar medina, then you can make havdalah on white wine. The hatam, the reason is the logora mishecher. White wine is not going to be any worse than beer. The kaim lo makamam besimin reish sadivav sevbeiz the mavdilin olav imhu chamar medina. That we hold that you can make havdalah on beer if it is considered chamar medina. For that same reason that you can make havdalah on white wine and beer, you also would be allowed to make kiddush on white wine in the morning for the Shabbos day kiddush, according to everyone. Like we will see brought down from the Achronim and Siftes, the Beshachris Nohogin Lahokil Lakadish Al Kol Mashkeshu Chamar Medina. The minhag is to be lenient Shabbos morning to make Kiddush and Chamar Medina, and therefore the same way that even the Ramban would hold that you can make Havdalah on white wine, you'd also be able to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on white wine. The only time it would be a problem would be making Kiddush Friday night on white wine, where the Ramban says it doesn't work. The first opinion holds that it does work, but again, we said the mitzvah, the best way to do it, the mitzvah l'chadchila is red wine, but it would be l'chadchila okay, according to the first opinion, to make Kiddush on white wine even Friday night. The Mechaber ended off and told us the minhag ha'olam is kesvar rishona, is to in fact l'chadchila make kiddush on white wine if you don't have red wine or if it's better than the red wine. Says the Mishabura in Sefkot on Yudbeis, u'be'al yirabah mashma de'be'yayin shu lovan yoser midai. The yirabah says wine that is very, very white. Nochon locho shudas haramban shelo l'kadesh olav ela b'shas adchak she'en lo adom. So then it's appropriate to be choshesh for the Ramban, not to make kiddush on the very white wine, unless it is a very pressing situation that you have no red wine, then you would be able to use it, but really you should not use it. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Hey, Yayin Chai, wine that has not been diluted, afilu imhu chozok, even if it is very strong, the Dori Al-Chad Klas Maya. Dari means pirish sheroi lihimozig. It is fit to be diluted with 1:3 ratio of water. So it's very strong wine, even though it's fit to be diluted with 3 times the amount of water. Mekachin olav, you still can be mekadesh on that very strong wine. Umikom makom yoser tov lemozgo. However, it is better to first dilute the very strong wine before making kiddush on it. Ubilvad shehe mozu kiroi, as long as you dilute it in the proper way, the proper percentages, so that it doesn't get too watery. Says the Ramah, Yeno shalano yoser tovim heim below meziga. Our wines nowadays are better if you make kiddush on them without diluting them. They are not so strong. Says the Mishabura in Sefkaton Yud Gimel, Yoser Tov L'mozgo, even though you can make Kiddush on Yayin Chai, it is better to make Kiddush on it after it is diluted. Hainu, Shehu Mitzvah Min Amuvchar, it's a Mitzvah Min Amuvchar to have it diluted first, but you have to make sure that it is diluted properly, Sefkaton Yud Dalet. Hainu, Shelo Yach Lishenu Yoser Midai, you shouldn't weaken it too much. One who makes a bracha on wine that only has a little bit of sweetness, but it really tastes like water, mevarachin levatala, their bracha of kiddush, of bar peregafim, we bracha levatala, ve'enem yotzi mide kiddush, they're not yotzi kiddush, ve'ayin mashik asavnu l'kamei. And look what we're going to write later on. Continues the Mechaber Vayter and Sevav, yein tzimukim, mekachin alav, raisin wine you can make kiddush on, v'hu sheyesh bohen lachluchis k'tzas below shriya. That's only assuming that these raisins that you made the raisin wine out of had some moisture in them before they were soaked. Just naturally, they're not fully dried out raisins. They have some moisture that could be squeezed out of them. Then if you make yain simukim from them, you can use it for kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tasvav, Yein Simukim Hainu Shenaso Hayayin Me'anovim Shenitzdamku. That means to say that you're making wine from grapes that are dried out, Bein Shenitzdamku Mechamo, whether they were dried out from being in the sun, O Ayde told us Ha'or, or by through something having to do with fire, they were dried out. After Le'inyan Nesochim Ein Mevi'en Mehem L'chadchila, even though when it comes to the libations in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't bring from raisin wine L'chadchila, Mikol Makom L'Kiddush Kosher. However, when it comes to Kiddush, it is kosher. Ve'ofen Asiyosan Hu, the way you make this raisin wine is as follows, Shelokeach HaTzimukim V'chotchon, you take these raisins and you crush them, V'nosen Aleihem Mayim, and you put water on them, V'toseis, and it ferments. Oz nikra yayin achash shenishto shlosha yomim. That's when it gets the shame of yayin after it sat like that for 3 days. Mikachin alav sifkadon tazayin. You can make kiddush on this raisin wine. Kaso b'sefer b'chor shor d'lefim ashem avur la'el b'simen reish dalet sifhei bago. According to what we learned earlier in Chelek Beis, simen reish dalet sifhei in the Ramah, the echad mishisha yayin b'mayim, that we said if you want to dilute wine with water, as long as there's more than a 1-to-6 ratio of wine towards the water, there's more than one chalak of wine, can they get 6 chalakim of water? The echad mishisha yayim b'mayim vaday botel v'ein mevarchan l'boy pregofen. So in other words, if it's only 1-to-6, so then the yayin is bottled to the 6 parts of water. It has to be more than 1 kenegative 6. But if it's only 1 kenegative 6, so we learned earlier in Reish Dalid that the wine is bottled to the water and you can't make a bar piragofen on it. So according to that, af bekan here also by the raisins, tzorech lizor litein simukim kolkach b'mayim, you have to make sure that you put enough raisins in the water, ad sheyu at simukim me'at yoser me'echad mishisha neged hamayim. You would have to as well over here, the same way over there, you have to have more than one chalek of wine, keneged 6 chalakim of water. So too over here, you'd have to make sure that you have more than one chalek of raisins, keneged the 6 chalakim of water. In the Shaar Tzion in Chaf Hei, he writes, Hainu, im shisha chalokim mayim, if there are 6 portions of water, v'chelek echa milabar tzimukim, and there is one chelek on the outside, meaning besides the 6 chalokim, there's a 7th chelek of raisins, that will be usser, because there has to be more than one chelek of raisins, kineged the water, it has to be more than 1/7 raisins in the raisin-water ratio. So the Mishnah Berurah again says, the same way we learned in Reish Dalid, that you have to have more than one keneged the 6 of wine towards the water, so too over here, by the raisins keneged the water, you have to have more than one keneged the 6 times of water. De'ilav hochi tihiyah habrocha levatola. Because if you do not have that, but you only have 1-to-6 or less than 1-to-6, that would already be a brocha levatola. De'lo adif me'ilu hayu kol hatzimukim yayin. These raisins are no better than if they were wine. The same way that if they were wine, if it was one kenegative 6, it would be bracha levatala. So too, if it is raisins in place of the wine, and it's only one kenegative 6 of water, it also will be a bracha levatala. The Shaar Tzion does point out in Sifkaton Chav Vav, umikol makom nireh. It does appear, di'imhu chamar medina sham, if this overly diluted raisin wine is a normal drink that is used in that medina, shemezigas hakol b'ofen zeh, that's how people normally dilute their drinks, yuchal l'kadesh ala b'shachris, you would be able to view it as chamar medina, and you would be able to use it for kiddush on Shabbos morning. D'logora mishar mashkin d'alma, it's no different than any other drinks. That's chamar medina. Ach lo yivarach ala bar piragofen, but you would not be able to make a bar piragofen on a overly diluted raisin wine, ukidemuchach le'el b'reish dalet b'hagosham. Da'af im aderech limzo kach, even if it's a normal way to mix it, lo mahani le'inyan birchas bari piragofen. It will not help you for the bracha bari piragofen, it would help you to make it considered chamar medina. So that's why the Shaar Tzion is pointing this out on that which he said in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's only one keneged six, so it's going to be a bracha levatola, that's only a problem if you'll make a bari priagofen on it. But if you'll use it as chamar medina on Shabbos morning, and that's the normal way that people are diluting their wines, so that would be 100% fine to use with a shahakal. We continue in the brackets in the Mishnah Berurah. Because of the misharinan es godel hatzimukim. Now, how do you evaluate the size of the raisins? It's very hard to evaluate the raisins. So he says the misharinan es godel hatzimukim kemo shenesavu achar shenafchu ayidei amayim. We evaluate the raisins after they already soaked up the water. So the raisins, that's a kula. So the raisins are viewed as larger than they really were, because we view them as when they already have been soaked in the water and they're filled up with water. We don't evaluate the size of the raisins from when they were initially placed in the water, where they were much smaller. That is how the Bechor Shor understands. The Yad Ephraim takes issue with that. The Chaim b'derech Achayim cholek alav. The Derech Achayim also argues on this b'pshitus b'zeh. The Sover, and he holds the Misharina natzimukim kefi eis nesinasam lamayim, that we actually measure the size of the raisins at the time that they were placed in the water, the lo kefi nifichason acharkach, and not according to how much they puffed up afterwards by getting soaked in water. The nifichason hu rak al yidei hamayim shenet nesubam. That's not really a fair evaluation, because they're only puffed up because of the water that got soaked in. So if you want to know the raisin-water ratio, you would have to factor in, according to them, the raisins that were initially placed in the water, not how they are after the water soaked in, because that's factoring in water into your cheshbon of raisins. That wouldn't be good. So that is a machlokas. V'hine yesh poskim shesovrim dekol zman sheyesh bo tam yayin. There are those poskim that are lenient, and they say that so long that there is a taste of wine, yayin mikri, that is called wine. So it does it. You don't know your cheshbonos, the 1 to 6, the one to a little more than 1 to 6, but it's, as long as it tastes like wine, that would be okay. Mikol makom kol yirei shemayim yizor b'zeh. However, one who fears heaven will be careful about this. Dekfar nisak biyardeya simen kuf lamedalat zevei ulael besimen reish dalat zevei ba'go. It was already passed in two places. Debatlu be'echad mishisha b'mayim. That there's a cheshbon. It's not just that it tastes like wine. It has to be that it's more than one connected to six. If it's only 1 to 6, it would be considered batel. Ustam yayin shalonu, our stam wine, yesh bo bevadai shir hazeh. Our wine for sure has this measurement. V'yuchol l'kadeh shalav. You don't have to worry about it, and you can make kiddush on our regular wines. And look what we wrote in the Bir Halacha, b'shem the Chilas Mishkinos Yaakov. We can't take a peek in the Bir Halacha. It's a little bit lengthy, but we'll fly through the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Makachinolov. Ayin b'mishnebura b'mashik asadni b'shem ha-Bechor Shor. Look what we wrote in the Mishnebura, b'shem the Bechor Shor. Again, he's the one who makes the comparison to the Ramah that we learned in the Chelek Beis, that when you have wine and water, the wine has to be at least one, at least, more than one, connected to six portions of water. So the Bechor Shor says the raisins the same way. It has to be more than one, connected to six of water. V'nei ha-Tosefes Shabbos himsi livchos dvarov. Tosefes Shabbos tries to push off his words. The Tosefes Shabbos wants to say, no, raisins are better. Even though by wine you need one, a little more than 1 to 6, but by raisins, the raisin itself that you put in the water is better than the wine. The alkane af imu yosim ishisha negatzimukim. Even if you have more than a ratio of 1 to 6, meaning more on the 6 side, more on the water side, af al pikein shame yayin or love ayin sham, it would still be called yayin, because he holds that raisins give over more than actual wine does. Because again, like we learned by vegetables, when you squeeze out the vegetable, you know, it's not considered as much as when you soak the vegetables in water, then the water is considered getting the taste of the vegetable. So here also, if you actually soak the raisins in the wine, in the water, so the raisins themselves are giving over more than if you just have the wine mixed with the water. That's what the Sefer Shabbos holds. V'udochuk. That's a doichuk, he says. The chaim ba'agrabis of Zayim l'inachar tzanim shenidruchu b'regev l'bakorah, so to the grunts of Zayim, when it comes to the pits that were trampled by foot and not with a beam, she'ein lohem din shmarim klal v'kitzimukim damya, they don't get a din of sediment, which we'll discuss soon, rather like raisins. Muchach sham, it's clear from there, dim yesh b'mayim shisha pa'amim neged kolachar tzanim ein alzeh shem yayin. So the Gra learns like the Bechor Shor as well, that it will be the 6 to 1 ratio. Im kein hu adem mitzimukim, so he's coming out like the Bukhor Shor. V'chein b'shar tshuva b'derachayim v'gos agon baruch frankel, kulam heveo divri ha Bukhor Shor l'halacha, they all bring down this Bukhor Shor l'halacha. V'hinei l'chora hoyo lonu l'shar shisha pa'amim mayim neged lachluchas hayotzei mehem, v'lo neged kolatzimukim. So to be halacha, really we shouldn't cheshbin the calculation of the raisins versus the water. It should be the liquid that comes out of the raisins versus the water. Because the liquid that comes out of the raisins is what's contributing taste to this new mixture of water and raisin wine. So why are we factoring in the raisin itself? The efshar mipnei shelo yadina kama nafak minei. It could be, says the Berlacha, we just don't know how to evaluate. We don't know how to measure how much liquid is coming out of the raisins, and therefore we go by the raisin itself. Therefore, somchu lahoke l'shar ki'ilu haya gufam yayim. And therefore we go lenient and we evaluate the raisin as if it itself is a liquid and it's a wine. But that's a doichek, because usually if you're not sure, you go to chumri, you don't go to kula. That's what note 20 points out. Achar kach matzosi b'tshuvas mishkinas Yaakov shedaitu b'emes lahachmir l'shar neged lachluchas hayotzei mehem v'lo neged kol hatzimukim. This is what the Mishabura meant when he said, look in the Bira Halacha, what I wrote, b'shem the tshuvas mishkinas Yaakov. It's a tremendous chumra that you don't evaluate the 1-6 ratio based on the raisin, rather you evaluate it based on the liquid that's going to come out of the raisin. Even though it's hard to evaluate, but it's obviously much less than the raisin. Gam daito sham shiyah lachluchas echad mi'arbo b'mayim. He also requires that it's not 1-6, but it's 1-4. Ukinyan shamru, like we'll see shortly, the mechaber kol chamer d'lo dori al-chad plus mayulav chamruhu. Ayin sham. Fine. And then he ends off and says, V'hinei, af misha chananu Hashem ha'yecholas b'yodo, b'vadai mitzvah livra yayin tov v'yofel l'kiddush k'dei lotzeis yidei kol ha'chshoshos. It's posh that someone who Hashem graced with the ability to get a good quality wine that could be yotze all the shitas and avoid all the shoshos, that's gevaldik. V'gam k'dei l'kai mitzvah min ha'muvchar, and also to m'kai the mitzvah ha'muvchar. Mikol makom ha'charei sheish poskim she'echziku b'shitas ha'rosh v'atur ha'muva b'yardeya. But since there are poskim that go with the shita of the Rosh and the Tur, the bitam, like we saw in the Mishnebura, the bitam yayin levad nikri yayin, av she'ein b'hem k'dei meziga, that just having a taste of wine is good enough, even though it doesn't have the right proportion. Ein lanu lahachmir yoser mimash etiku kama gedolim divya b'chor shor. Therefore, we shouldn't be more machmir than the b'chor shor. In other words, we have the other shita over here of the Mishkinos Yaakov, which is much more machmir, but since we have shitas that go very kuladik, like the Rosh, so we could at least certainly be reliant on the Bechor Shor. That the raisin should just be more than 1-6 of water. And then he says an interesting thing. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I investigated the winemakers. And according to the information they gave me, Ofen asiyosan yesh bistam yayin shir hazev yoser. The average wines that you get from the winemakers, I heard from the winemakers that they have more than 1-6, and therefore they would be all okay. So aflofi mashakasa baderach achayin the misharinas asimukim kefishas nesinasam b'mayim velo achar shenisnapchu. And that means even lefi the more machmir shita that we saw in the Mishabura, that the raisins, when they were put in, you evaluate them by the time of putting in, when they're smaller, even those are normally considered more than 1-6 of water, and therefore you could be lenient with the wines that we have nowadays. Let's go back to the Mishabura Sefkot and Yodzayin. That's going on what we saw in the parentheses, that we said you could make Kiddush on Yayin Simukim as long as they had some lachluchas before they were soaked in the water. Rotzolomashim eino yotze mehen shum lachluchas. If no moisture is coming out of these raisins, athem yidruchum beregel, even if you're going to trample them with your feet, o yatsum bekora, or you're going to smash them down with a beam, ela yidei shriya bilvad, if the only way you can get any moisture out of them is by soaking, ein the kachinol of, you cannot make Kiddush on the wine that's made from those raisins. V'afilu b'ayir piragofen, ein mevorchen olav, you can't even make a b'ayir piragofen. Zokta mechaber v'ayter sif zayin, shimre yayin o chartzanim. So the sediment of the wine, or the pits of the wine, shenosan aleihem mayim, that you placed on them water, imroi levorach olav b'ayir piragofen, the kachin olav, if they are able to warrant a boy pragofen, you can make kiddush on them, and that is discussed in Simon Reish Dalet Sifay in the Mishabura says in Sifkat Yilches the Shem Mavur Ezer Shimer Yayim VeChartzanim Shemavurach and Aleihem, and there we discussed how if you put three portions of water over the over the pits, and you see now you have four portions, so you know that one keneged three was contributed from the wine, so then it would be okay for Bray Pragafen, and Mamela, it would be okay for Kiddush. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivches, Mikachin al Yayin Mavushal. You can make Kiddush on Yayin Mavushal, on cooked wine, Val Yayin Shiesh Bodvash, and on wine that has in it honey. V'yesh omrim she'ein mekachin aleihem. There is a shita that says you cannot make kiddush on yayin mevushel or yayin that has dvash in it. The Ramah writes v'haminog v'kadosh alav. The minog is to yes make kiddush on yayin mevushel. Afilu yesh lo yayin acher. Even if you have other wine, rak she'eino tov kimo mevushel o she'esh bo dvash. As long as the other wine is not as good as the yayin mevushel or the yayin she'esh bo dvash, you are allowed, and the minog is to make kiddush on yayin mevushel and yayin she'esh bo dvash. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yutes. You can make kiddush al yayin mevushel. Svir lei da al yedei kol zeh ein mishtana hayayin legriusa. This first shita that says you can make kiddush on wine that is cooked is because he holds that the wine does not turn for the bad when it is cooked. Vayesh omrim, and the yesh omrim that says that you can't make kiddush on it, svir lo, he holds the mishtana legriusa, that by cooking the wine, you are ruining the quality of the wine. Vafilu bari piragofen ein mevarchan aleihem el shakol. And this shita that says you can't make kiddush on it also says you can't make a bari piragofen. The bracha on cooked wine is shahakol. We put together the two categories of yayin mevushel and yayin sheyesh bo dvash. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav kein konditun. It's like that drink that's called konditun shenase miyayin udvash upilpul, and it's made from wine and from honey and from peppers. Vafilu in nishtane tame v'reche ayidei zeh. Even if the taste and the smell changes through that, the first shita says you still can make kiddush on it. The second opinion told us, the Yesh Omrim says, ein v'kachin aleihem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, afilu im nosam bo dvash kolshu. Even if you only put a very little bit of honey, you cannot make kiddush on it. Va'osan ha'noshim shemesimin meidvash b'yayin lumatik. And those people that place honey water inside the wine to sweeten it, o me semen shum tsukar, or they put in sugar to sweeten it, yesh lahachmir lefi dvarav. According to the second opinion, one would be machmir and one should not make kiddush or make a bo'er pragafen on that wine. The Ramah then told us that the minug is to make kiddush on it, even if you have other wine, as long as the other wine is not as good as these wines. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a katan chavdeis, top line on page Din Aleph. The minhag is lekadesh alav v'alkein mutter levashlat simukim. Therefore, one would be allowed to cook the raisins ulasanin hayayin, and then to strain the wine ulekadesh alav, and to make kiddush on it. However, v'yesh machmirim de lo nikra yayin ad she'atosei shloshe yomim achar bishlat simukim. There are those who are machmir that it's not called wine until it ferments for 3 days after the cooking of the raisins, just like we saw before by the soaking of the raisins, that it has to soak for 3 days in order to get a din of yayin. Sifkadon Chav Gimel says, She'eno Tov, again, going on the Ramah that says the minhag is to make kiddush on the yayin mevushel and the yayin that has dvash in it, even if you have other wine, if it's not as good as the yayin mevushel and the yayin sheyesh bo dvash. Sifkaton chav gimel she'eino tov de'im heim shoven. Because if the wines are equal, yesh lochosh ledas hayesh omrim shemachmirim bazesh shel kadesh, then avada one should be choshesh for the yesh omrim, that is machmir, that you can't make kiddush on yayin mevushel. Ulu'inyan bracha, in terms of the bracha you make on yayin mevushel, kvar nifsak le'el b'pshitas b'simen reish beis if alat ha'mavarchen ala b'ay pragofen. It is paskin the ready in Simen Reish Beis that we make a bracha of Bar Pragofen on Yayin Mevushel and Yayin Sheyesh Bodvash. We'll stop here and we'll pick up in Mitzvah Hashem next time with Siftes.